The Ferndale High School football program, they are spending this season on probation after what the Times Standard refers to here as a year marred by a string of racial taunting allegations levied at the fans. So the North Coast Section, the body that governs interscholastic athletics in Northern California, ruled not that long ago, I think it was back in March, after an investigation that Ferndale High, they have had to take a look at and develop a game management plan that will feature increased monitoring of its fans, with any inappropriate behavior being reported to the school administration. Any instance involving the high school or its fans in the coming year could result in NCS sanctions. And beside me now is Jack Lakin. He is the superintendent here in Ferndale. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, John.
So where are we now? What has been developed?
First of all, you know, welcome to the 2012-13 school year, and
yes,
the start of every school year coincides with the start of fall sports season, and I think there's always a lot of anticipation and excitement and hope at the start of every school year. I'd like to kind of share with your listeners that our elementary school enrollment is up to 370 students, and the high school enrollment right now is about 153, and last year we ended the year with 126. So those are significant increases that you know, we really look forward to and appreciate what that does.
So there are 153 students over at the high school.
Yeah, it's way cool.
Okay.
And I think about a third of those students are actually freshmen, so there's a lot of energy there at the school right now with this number of students starting their first year in high school and stuff. And this weekend's a big weekend. It's our first home football game, and it's a great weekend for our community. We have all kinds of events going on here, which I think kind of all together epitomize Ferndale at its finest. We have a Bargain Lovers weekend, and we have the bocce ball tournament, and the Gem and Mineral Fest, and then also we're hosting the Milk Can game with Fortuna, you know, our closest rivalry, which is a huge tradition and I think is a big connection between those two communities. And, you know, with that many people coming into town on Saturday, I've worked with Chief Smith and then Stuart Titus, the fair manager, to kind of work out a plan for parking. The city will have their electronic sign out when people come into town on Main Street, directing people for parking for the football game to go down on Van Ness Street. They'll be able to have parking along the soccer field, and it'll be there'll be a sign there letting them know where to park. The fairground's going to open up E-Gate, so people can come in and park near the covered arena, and then they'll be able to access the football field from the gate that connects the soccer field to the football field. So, you know, hopefully that'll go well, and we appreciate the cooperation with everyone in the community and trying to navigate through all these events on Saturday. And I think, again, you know, not only the events that are occurring on Saturday, but the cooperation between the people involved and the agencies involved to try to make this a smooth day for everyone that comes to visit us is much appreciated.
It won't be that hard. I mean, wait a minute, the Bargain Lovers weekend, that's this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's always an interesting day. But anyway, so we've tried to make accommodations and have a place for people to come and park.
Sure.
And it'll be well displayed for them to enter. And we kind of hope that they, you know, we're looking for them to use good judgment so they're not parking in such a way that they pin other vehicles
now,
in and stuff.
I'm in no way suggesting that I do not like the Bargain Lovers weekend. I love good bargains. But just as someone who lives here in town, it's a little crowded.
It's interesting.
But it's fine. That's good. People are coming to the community.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
Yep. And it's a huge, I mean, this weekend we have such a great cross-section of people that are coming to visit our community. And I think that cross-section of activities, again, is something that really epitomizes what makes Ferndale very unique, not only in what it is that makes up our community, but the cooperation from our entire community.
Sure.
When events like this occur. It's very
special. Do you anticipate trouble?
I don't anticipate any trouble, but you know, I think the first year I came here and we played Del Norte on Bargain Lovers weekend, and it was my first exposure to how the town really comes alive. And by the time I got to the high school, I felt like I maybe should have parked at Fern Bridge and tried to catch a shuttle on the way over. It was a bit overwhelming.
For the record, I love Bargain Lovers weekend.
Yeah.
I do. Now, the plan itself within the school, because of course the high school is on probation, according to this scholastic body. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, I think, you know, North Coast Section has basically felt like there were some things that occurred during the course of our football season last year that they like to see some corrective action plan taken to help prevent those things from happening in the future. And, you know, I think throughout the year we've had some meetings and discussions that have highlighted that those type of behaviors are not acceptable or not tolerated by the high school or the community itself. And they've outlined some things that they would like us to do as part of a corrective action plan to help help ensure that everybody that come to a high school athletic event at Ferndale have a positive experience. And they've requested that we have some additional supervision at the games. And so we're working with Humboldt State to provide event staff to fill that role. They've requested that we have three, quote, sideline monitors, people that will just be mixed up amongst the crowd to kind of be observers and kind of report what their sense is of the interaction between our fans and spectators with the game, and making sure that people are conducting themselves in a respectful and positive manner throughout, and then to report back at the conclusion of the games if there's what they observed during the course of their time here at Ferndale. And we're not expecting anything but positive reports for them, and to help allow them to do fill that role as observers, those people will be unnamed and go
undercover.
Undercover, exactly. Okay. So they don't have the scarlet letter on them and say, hey, are you the guy? Okay. Oh, am I being good now? Okay. This way they can really do a fair analysis of, how things are at our games. And the kids have kind of taken this, the kids take this, I guess very serious. The kids want, our students want to be involved with how we move forward in promoting positive school spirit, not only because it's the right thing to do, but they also have a great concern if there was a negative incident that maybe we would not be able to host North Coast Section games in the future. So they want to reinforce, and they also will be modeling, as they always have, good positive sportsmanship during our athletic events. And they also want to remind people about the positive interaction as spectators with the players from our team, the other team, the officials and coaches, why they visit our school. And so they've kind of designed some buttons that they'll be passing out at the gates on Saturday that kind of emphasize Ferndale spirit and good sportsmanship. And then they're asking people to wear those to the games just as a reminder to themselves and each other to be respectful when they're at the games and respect the game, respect everybody what's there, and then be a positive spectator as they participate in watching our games. And yeah. So they're very excited about their role.
Not that it really matters, but will these monitors ever be named, or is that something that you would reveal at some point?
Oh, I don't know that there's any purpose in that. I know that North Coast Section is not looking to have them named. I think they're kind of trusting our judgment. We've contacted a group of former athletic directors, varsity football coaches, and administrators in the Humboldt County area who have not been associated with Ferndale, who are willingly going to come out and donate their time on a Saturday. I had to ask, call in every favor I had for every friend in that group, to give up Saturdays to come out and do this for us. But there are people that are willing to help and fill that role. And again, in order for them to be effective in their role of observers, we don't want them walking around in such a way that they're easily identified and that somebody's changing their behavior from what it regularly would be, or that they stand out in some way that doesn't allow them to be effective monitors for our games.
And the reaction within the community to these changes that are happening for the home games, what has that been like?
Well, I think from the get-go, the community was, they're looking, I think our community was expecting us to do things to demonstrate that we're not, that this, whatever type of behavior occurred last year, that's not tolerable and that's not acceptable. And for us to do some visible things to remind people that this isn't acceptable. And I think they've really been very, very supportive in the things that we do. In fact, this isn't an opportunity for... this isn't an opportunity for controversy. This is an opportunity for cooperation. And that's what we're seeking, is cooperation. It's just like the same cooperation we have right now between ourselves and the city of Ferndale and the fairgrounds and trying to come up and solve a problem for parking for football while we have all these events going on Saturday. We work together. We've come up with a solution. And we're reaching out to the community for looking for cooperation. This is not something that... our students have done. This has created the situation, or our staff at the school. This is something that we've been given that we have to deal with in the best way we possibly can. And all the decisions we make are in the best interest of our school and our students and our staff. And we ask everybody to be respectful of those decisions and respect us in the choices that we've made and be cooperative. I know change is hard. We just kind of talked about that briefly. You and I, before we even sat down here and started the interview, change is always difficult for people. But, we ask for their patience and cooperation. One of the the things that occurred last year was, I had some coaches come to me, and they were concerned about the number of people that were on the sidelines, in the team box, and inside the restraining line during the course of football games. And I kind of observed and thought that was a concern myself. And then when North Coast Section, they reviewed some of our game film from the game with Salesian last fall, and that was one of the things they pointed out to us that we needed to take a look at, because they thought when they watched that film that there was a large number of people within our team area that should not have been there because they weren't part of the coaching staff, and obviously they weren't players. And so, you know, in the rule book for high school football, and actually it's even the same for NFL football, on the field itself there's supposed to be a 6-foot restraining line that keeps all non-players, staff, non-football coaches, there's a 6-foot restraining line from the field, and all spectators of any kind are supposed to be behind that line. And so we'll be enforcing that rule, and at our school, traditionally, that restraining line has been the rope that's been up for a number of years. And so we have, in order to facilitate that change, and the most effective way for us to facilitate that change is to restrict, follow the rule, and restrict on the game side of the restraining line, the rope, to just players and school-approved coaches. And that's something that North Coast Section has asked us to do, and we're following along because, you know, we want this to work for everybody. And I realize that's a change for some people, but we're asking them, again, to be cooperative and be respectful of that change.
And since I do what I do, of course, I've heard that will also include the media, so the reports in the Times Standard or KIM, or even TAG and sideline reporters over on the Point, so they can't go on the sidelines anymore. And that's upsetting to some people.
Well, you know, you and I have discussed, you know, change is always difficult. And, you know, I was up at our game at Crescent City on Friday night, and I looked down there in our varsity game, and during the first half, there's a parent right out in the middle of our team box. And the parent's out there, the reporter from the local newspaper is his dad. And they're out there in the middle of our team, you know. And their parents should not be down there in our team box. You know, if you go to a basketball game, there are not parents sitting in the team bench at a basketball game. If you go to a baseball or a softball game, they're not parents in the dugout. There shouldn't be parents in the team box. And also, that puts them inside that 6-foot restraining line. And, you know, if you get one parent down there, pretty soon there's going to be somebody else that's, hey, so-and-so's down there. I'm going to go down there and stand. That's a pretty cool thing. You have people down there taking pictures, and so all of a sudden other people think, hey, that's the best place I can take a picture. I'm going to go down there so I can get closer and take a picture. And so suddenly you have more people down inside the restraining line. And so for us to most effectively make the change, we're going to follow the rule. And the rule, it says that inside the restraining line, the 6-foot restraining line, you're only supposed to be players and approved coaches. And that's a high school rule. And for us to facilitate this change, that's I think is the most effective way, because there is no gray area. And it's very clear of who can be inside the restraining line and who can't. And, you know, it's also kind of interesting how this has evolved. You know, the email that was sent out to the media was just kind of giving them a heads up. It said, good morning. The fall sports season is in full swing, and we'll be playing our first football game this Friday night. In a review of our game management procedures, Ferndale High School has determined only players, student support personnel, and board-approved coaches can be inside the roped-off barrier at home football games. While we are not responsible for determining game management protocol at away games, we'll be restricting the designated players' coaches box to only players, student support personnel, and coaches. Thanks for your cooperation. If you have any questions, please contact me at your convenience. And suddenly I'm told that this is a media ban, and then the word media is not in that email anywhere, nor is the word ban. And, you know, I think, you know, you're a very respected journalist. I know your listeners respect you, and I think you'd have to agree that that would be kind of creative journalism at best, to take that email and suddenly or to describe that as a media ban. You know, that'd be like us putting up a sign this weekend that says the parking lot at the high school is reserved for people attending the football game, and then suddenly the headline in the paper saying bargain lovers shoppers banned from Ferndale High School. You know, it's kind of a creative reach, and I think kind of distorts the message. And
of course, but isn't that what's happening?
Well, no, what's happening is that we're following the rule and we're following the guidelines that only players and coaching personnel are supposed to be inside the restraining line. And for us to facilitate change, I think it's best for us to follow that rule so it doesn't appear gray to a gray area for other people as to why is somebody down there and why am I not? And the other thing is, you know, the media, the restraining line is 6 feet from the field of play. And I don't think that that restricts anybody's ability to report on the game, because most reporters, when they observe a game, are up in the press box. 6 feet from the sidelines, I don't think restricts anybody's ability to take photos of the game. 6 feet from the sidelines, I don't think restricts anybody's ability to film the game. And so I think everybody can still fulfill their roles and their responsibilities as reporters, whether written journalism, radio or TV, for all the things that they have to do in the course of the game. And again, you know, this is change. And again, as I said earlier, you know, this is we're in a very odd, unique situation that I don't think any other high school is in California, for a variety of reasons of things that occurred last year. And it's our job, it's my job, to make the best decisions for our school and to get through this in a positive way, and so we can project to everyone out there that we're a positive place to come to when they visit our school, with, you know, for athletic events. And these are just some of the steps that we've taken to kind of be in line with the expectations in the North Coast section, make some changes at our school to help facilitate things in a positive way that people feel welcome, and we can avoid and not have any of those things that occurred last year. And again, sure. You know, I apologize if somebody takes this personal. It's not directed at any one person. I had people tell me, hey, the media's never done anything wrong. Why are you doing this to them? Well, nobody's doing anything to the media. Nobody's pointing a finger at the media. I mean, look at our kids, the things that they've had to endure, and they're the ones that are going to have to endure if there's sanctions from the further sanctions from the North Coast section. And they've never done anything. You know, we're all experiencing change that has to take place in order for us to abide by the expectations of North Coast sections, and I think also abide by the expectations of the community that we do facilitate change and have a positive environment here at our athletic events.
Yeah, and I don't think that this is going to have a major impact on the coverage, but it could, because, first of all, I'm not going to be down there trying to execute this plan of covering the game, so it's not something that I think about in great detail, but those that do, they are unhappy with this move. And let me just tell you that Caroline Tutta, she spoke to several of the people who are involved with this world, and in the Fernal Enterprise, they're going to have some quotes in today's paper. And so it's Time Standard sports editor Ray Espuria. He says that the ban especially affects photographers. Moving sports photographers behind the ropes or up into the stands makes assignments to Ferndale almost not even a good thing to send them out to an event. KIM News Channel, a 3 Sports reporter and news director Manny Machado called the ban a first of its kind on the North Coast in his 12-year reporting, and staying behind the ropes with the fans there is pretty difficult to get the camera in there. So, but what they're saying, by the way, I don't think this is a major crisis, but they're trying to do, they're trying to go there to cover the game so then the parents and the children and those who care about the game can read about it in the newspaper or watch it on TV, and everyone gets a big charge out of that, and they enjoy that. So that's what they're trying to do, just to go there and accomplish that goal. Yep. And it seems to me, just speaking as an observer, you could issue a credential or something, and everyone knows who these people are, Jack. So then you can say, well, look, that's Manny. Look, he's got the cameras. He does every Saturday. And then, and who's that other person? That person's got to go. And then you boot him out.
You know, I think
otherwise, then you have a situation where they can't accomplish their goal, and then the children actually suffer. Now, suffer is a very strong term. I'm not trying to say that there'll be tears over this, but if it's just a high school football game, they want the coverage in the newspaper.
We want the coverage too, and we great that. You know, I really value my relationship with the media. In fact, you know, Mr. Foster from the local newspaper, he came to me a couple years ago and said, hey, he has no media credentials, so every year we make sure he has an HDNL pass so he can get to all the games, so he can be there, because he enjoys it, and we really appreciate the coverage he gives us. And, you know, this is kind of, again, everybody has kind of a reaction when there's change. And again, we're only following the rule that's in place that says the only people that are supposed to be inside that restraining line are players and coaches. I think the NFL, more than any other football group, thrives on publicity and coverage. And they don't allow anybody, any cameras, within 6 feet of the playing field. They don't allow reporters within 6 feet of the playing field. They don't allow photographers within 6 feet of the playing field. They do not allow cameramen from TV stations within 6 feet of the playing field.
But aren't they on the sidelines?
No, but wait a minute, come on. I mean, I think everybody...
Aren't they on the sidelines?
They're not within 6 feet. Look at six feet. That's from here to the wall. And come on, John, 6 feet from here to the wall, all of these people, I respect their professional abilities, and I think that the coverage of Ferndale High athletic events will continue and will be done very, very well. And, you know, I sent that email out to every one of these people. I've never gotten one negative feedback.
They didn't call you?
From any of them.
Really? They didn't call you?
And then it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's always interesting how you respond to the question. And if the question is put to you that you've been banned, that's probably going to be kind of a negative response. But that's not the case. People are not banned. We're following the rule. And for us to facilitate change at our high school, we feel like this is the most effective place right now of how to get change and take control of what occurs and who's across that barrier, that 6-foot restraining line at our football games. And again, this is just all meant to be a positive move to ensure a positive experience for everyone that comes to our football games. Again, whether it's the media, spectators and the fans, players, officials, whoever the case may be, we're really looking forward to our fall football season. And again, I think one of the things that makes our community strong is the cooperation that we have between all the parties involved. And when everybody comes to our events at Ferndale, we kind of feel like they're part of our community, and we're looking for cooperation and their assistance and help us facilitate change and get through this in a positive way, so we don't have anything more happen negative, you know, so we can kind of diffuse negative behavior by fans, and we can also ensure that our students are not impacted any more negatively than they already have been. And how can anybody not respect and support that and work and cooperate with us to facilitate that?
No, of course, but I think my impression of this is that this was kind of an unnecessary move, it seemed to me. That's just my impression.
Well, you know, John, I appreciate and I respect your opinion, but I'll go back to it. I was at Crescent City on Friday night, and there was a reporter in the players' box, and who's with him? But a parent from Ferndale High School. And so right there, it just reinforced my feeling about having this rule, because those people are not, I mean, people should not, we have to change the culture where people feel like total comfort and that they can go up and be in the team box during the course of the game.
I would agree with that.
And so to help facilitate that change,
by the way, I understand.
Help facilitate that change, we're enforcing this rule.
And just one more quote from the Ferndale Enterprise. Trustee Jerry Hansen, he is on the school board. He's quoted here as saying he thought the restriction on the media was ludicrous. We need a good public publicity now more than ever. Running the media away makes our black eye blacker.
Well, again, I respect everybody's opinion on this, but to be, you know, 6 feet from the sidelines, John.
Keep speaking.
6 feet from the straight.
Sorry.
6 feet from the sidelines is not really restrictive. I think everybody's going to be able to have a. Everybody's going to have a great view of the game. Everybody's going to be able to take care of and fulfill their responsibilities, whether they're covering the game and writing press coverage, whether they're taking pictures, or whether they're doing film footage for the TV. I think all that, in fact, I question whether if anybody sees any pictures, if there are pictures, in which I'm sure there will be, of the game in the Time Standard or there's coverage on TV, I'm sure that the people that are reading those in the paper and watching it on TV are not going to notice any change. I don't think the 6 feet is going to impact their ability to cover us in a positive way. And again, you know, change is difficult. We understand people's reaction to change, and we're just asking for people's cooperation as we move forward here in a positive way for our fall football season.
And one more thought on this, because for me, the story lies elsewhere, the idea of why this is happening or the changes that have been made. But it just seemed peculiar to me that this move would be made. I mean, over the months since I live here in town, some have said to me, the story would have gone away if the media just stopped talking about it. This is a media-driven story and things like that. So a surface look at this would appear that the school administration is just sort of dismissing the media as part of the problem, and that's just something that you reject out of hand. And I'm just saying what others have said to me. Believe me, I live in town, so I hear many things.
Well, John, you know, some of that I think borders on foolishness. And again, when you call this a media ban, a media, what's the word where you got controversy, I think that borders on foolishness. This is just a school district that's trying to look out for the best interests of their school and their students and their staff, and to make some positive changes here. And I think that we're all headed. I think with this, after the first game goes and everybody's experienced this, we're going to proceed along fine. And again, this is going to be a great place, as it has been in the past, for people to come and experience our community at a Ferndale High football game. And again, it's going to be a great weekend with all these things. You love Bargain Lovers Weekend.
Yes.
People love the Wildcats. People love bocce ball. People love to come down to the Gem and Mineral Show. So there's all kinds of stuff here. And, you know, how could there be anything wrong with any of that?
And how long will the probationary period last? Is it the season or is it the school year? What does that look like?
Well, I think it's just supposed to be for our football season.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are only four games that
are scheduled? Four home games, yeah.
But possibly there could be some playoff games.
There could
happen.
Be some playoff games, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I feel very confident there will be some playoff games.
And the investigation that you perhaps conducted towards the close of last year, looking into these situations more carefully, did you learn anything from what had happened? And, of course, now you have these changes in place, but did you sit down with a committee or some people to try to investigate possibly who perpetrated these events last year? Or what came of all that?
Well, you know, I think there were through the course of last season, you know, just from my own observations, there were people that I was concerned about some of the things that they did through the course of the season, and those individuals have been spoken to. We've spoken to individuals that specific individuals about our request that people honor the restraining line and be behind that, because there's been a number of people that have kind of been on the other side of that, and about that won't be allowed this year. So yes, we've taken some steps to contact people to make sure that we're all set up for a positive experience. It's the same thing.
I like it.
When we set the email out to when we set out the email to the media, it was to kind of just give them a courtesy heads up that this was kind of our expectation for the year. And one of the things that we're doing is enforcing the restraining line. Again, it's only 6 feet from the field. I think everybody's going to be able to fulfill their obligations and be part of a positive experience at Ferndale High football games.
And I do believe this will work. And because for someone to go to this small field over there and then continue to behave in a way that is unacceptable, to me would just be shocking. I mean, it's happened. People do strange things all the time, but I would be stunned at this point.
I would be shocked. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think throughout the course of the last year, the school district and the community has clearly demonstrated that they do not condone, support, and there will be, I think, a swift action and consequence for anyone that steps out of line.
Because this is a headache. This is a huge distraction from what the true goal is, in my view.
Well, not just a huge distraction, but this is the actions of a couple unidentified individuals who have put a black mark not only on our school district but our entire community. And since those people aren't known, they can't be pointed out receive the consequence. So the whole consequence has come on our community and the school district. And, you know, and again, hence the changes that we've made. And again, the reason why we were asking for people's patience and cooperation as we go through this, because that patience and cooperation and helping us out through this is the best for our community and our school district.
Now, for those who take a precise interest in this and how it evolves and transparency and to make sure that things are happening, who do the monitors report to?
Well, they clearly report to me. I've instructed them that if there's something that they think... Well, first of all, we have additional supervision there with some staff, event staff, people from Humboldt State that will be there to offer immediate supervision to things, negative reaction to things that may occur negatively during the course
of the... And they'll operate independently in some way that they could voice their concerns to...
Well, they have the ability to, you know, remove someone if somebody crosses the restraining line, to bring someone to me if they feel like they need to be ejected from the area, from the event. I don't envision that happening, but they would have that ability. You know, bring the person to me and say, hey, this happened, and this person shouldn't be allowed to be here anymore. The observers, you know, I've instructed them, if they feel like they've detected something that needs to be dealt with immediately, they should come find me and let me know what's occurred. And then otherwise, you know, to after the game at their convenience, either call me or whatever, contact me after the game and let me know what their general perceptions were. Hey, you know, things got a little edgy over there. There wasn't anything real critical, but some of those guys were a little vociferous, you know, in this one particular area, or there was this one person that, you know, was really bordering on the edge of being way too involved and way over to the top with some of the things that they were saying. And you know, so maybe we need to kind of look at that area or look at that person next week or talk to him before the next game. And we're not trying to, we're not trying to be out there. We're trying to be preventative. And we're not being out there trying to play the cop and bust people and say, gotcha. You know, we're trying to be preventative so we can preserve and enhance a positive atmosphere when people come to our games.
Thank you, Jack, for your extended time this morning. I really appreciate it. I know you have to get to school.
John, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy Bargain Lovers Weekend and find those bargains of your dreams.
I will. That is Jack Lakin. He's the superintendent here in Ferndale. And their first home game is this Saturday. And what time is it?
I think the little boys play at 11:30 and the big boys at 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's this Saturday.